Welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. This is our last show of 2014. Before we head out for the holidays, we've got a few things to catch you up on. One of them, the U.S. stock market. Yesterday was the best day of the year for the Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 important stocks. It rose 420 points. Why? Well, the Federal Reserve, the central bank of the U.S., made comments suggesting that the U.S. economy is on track to keep growing. Investors like that. Also, the Russian rubles showing signs that it's stabilizing. That's good news for Europe. International markets are connected, so a jump in one can help others. Markets from Europe to Asia were making gains. Another story in the headlines, the flu. The Centers for Disease Control says it's widespread in 14 states. In one county in northwest Georgia, 17% of students were out sick and 16% of teachers. So the superintendent closed all 10 schools days before the scheduled Christmas break. Similar situations in other states, from North Carolina to Minnesota. Flu season usually starts in the fall. It peaks in January or February. This one could be worse, partly because officials say this year's vaccine isn't as effective as usual. Bringing good cheer, the roll call is here. We'll start with Nebraska, the Cornhusker state. Red Raiders are watching on this merry date. Loup City High is where they'll all be. From there, we head south to Tennessee. Rutherford Junior High is on today's list. The Pirates are watching. They wouldn't have missed. And if you're the type to think cats are cool, the Cougars are here. Cooley Middle School. They're watching in Gilbert, a fast-growing town, giving Arizona more roll call renown. Protests after grand jury decisions. Parched land in the Golden State. The public opening of the National September 11th Memorial Museum. And midterm elections that changed the political landscape of the Senate. These are a few of the major national stories we told you about this year on CNN Student News. As we bring our 2014 coverage to a close, here's a look at 10 international stories that captured the world's attention.